And at this time, the recording is now begun.
Thank you, Sean. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's RAA Sub-Team B call on Thursday, the 18th of March, we have Steve Metalitz, Siva Mutasami, Holly Rage, Tatiana Kramsova, Michele Nalon, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Christina Rosette. We had Staten Hammock, sorry, on a Derby Connect. He seems to have disconnected. From staff, we have Margie Milam, David Geezer, Liz Gaster, Marika Konings, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. We have apologies from Elisa Cooper and Mark Trachtenberg. I hope I haven't left anyone off. Staten Hammock has just joined the call. And if I can please remind everyone to state their names when speaking. Thank you. Over to you, Steve.
Okay. Thank you very much. And thanks, everyone, for participating. I apologize that this is not our most well-prepared call from the convener's standpoint, and I didn't circulate a real agenda. But as I see it, we have we have some loose ends to tie up on our tasks 1 and 2, and we need to start our discussion of task 3, the next steps issue. I think those are really our business today, and then hopefully we can make enough progress to get started looking at a draft report, perhaps by the time of our next meeting. But let me ask if there is if there are any other topics that that need to be brought up. Oh, I guess I should also include, I'm sorry, this reference in the GAC communique to the law enforcement recommendation. So let's put that on there too.
Yep.
Anything else? Okay. Well, let me. Holly has circulated a couple of things regarding our tasks 1 and 2. First, some notes on notes to the chart that we've all been looking at, and then secondly, some suggestions for reordering. If I could say on the reordering, I think that makes a lot of sense, but probably not for reordering the chart. We had enough trouble when we took out one entry and we had to renumber everything, and it caused problems. So what I would suggest is that we might use Holly's reordering for the report. I think we're going to have to have some pros accompanying this chart anyway, it seems to me. It's not going to be self-explanatory. So I really appreciate Holly doing this because it is a more logical order, what she's proposed, I think. So let me just make that suggestion, but then ask Holly to talk either about that or about if she has any comments or on the notes that she attached to her email, really notes on some of the chart entries.
Yeah, okay. Where I started from is I looked at the matrix itself and realized that under each heading there were a number of items, many of which seemed to be either repetitious or seemed to be overlapping, and it seems to me before any drafting is done, we should all as a group be very clear what it is amongst those various items we actually do have a high priority on, so we can formulate as a group what we think is the recommendation or recommendations coming out of each heading, and then we can draft, and it will be actually a much easier task to draft once we've decided what it is we recommend. So what I did was go through under each heading and say, well, what is it that we decided? And this is just my view, so I think everybody else has to go through every single item there and say, what is it that we actually decided? So if you want me to just quickly summarize what I think we decided, and then we can clarify, because I don't think we can do task one until we're all agreed what it is that we think we should be doing. Do you want me to go ahead and just, 2 minutes into it, or five?
Sure, I think that would be a good idea.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay, under cyber squatting, when I looked at what it was we actually came out with in terms of recommendations, it seems the only thing we came out with was essentially we needed to understand what cyber squatting was before we made any further recommendations. So there was a sense that there was a high priority. But at some point in the early discussions, we said that definition was being worked on elsewhere. So if it is, then we need to agree to adopt that recommendation. Now, warehousing and speculation, there was a, from memory and also from my notes, there was discussion as to what, first of all, to whom does it apply, and need to clarify whether this is registrars in relation to their names for their own purpose or whether it applies to affiliates. And then, while given a high priority, it was also unclear as to whether this should be dealt with through a consensus policy or an RAA amendment. In other words, your task may be lighter or not. Now, malicious conduct really had three components that I could detect. The first is for clear contact details to be displayed. I'm not sure this should be under malicious conduct, but it was there. And there was a group together with that as a high priority for a need for point of contact for compliance matters. And I think that those two things should be grouped together. A separate item is the need for an abuse point of contact, and we, in discussions, decided that is, in fact, a separate item. And need to think through, is that for registrars and resellers, or just registrars? Again, a high priority was on that one. There's a third subset of this one, and that was a requirement on registrars to investigate credible reports demonstrating harm from the illegal use of a domain name, and there were definitions around all of that stuff. We need to have those discussions before we actually draft anything, but that to me was the third element. Compliance, there was a, the point we came to was there's already a lot being done, and it was not clear, in fact, that, number one, there'd be any need for amendments, and number two, it looked as if it was almost a watching brief. For privacy and proxy services, there seemed to be two elements to what we'd agreed. The first is simply a disclosure function. There's provision for, part of that is provision for ICANN to accredit registrars and resellers that do escrow privacy proxy registrations, and part of that's annual listing with disclosure of services, etc. And then the other part of that was the actual relay function, which is that providers of such services to forward to the beneficial registrants details of the specific alleged instances of misconduct. And again, that probably needs some further definition. The who is, again, there were two parts to this: clarify the obligation on registrars and resellers, not clear, to verify the accuracy of the data. And there was some proposal as to how this might be handled. And the second part of that was to provide the link to the WHOIS database and another link to a link to the Access Data Problem Reporting System, and that was seen as high. Now, there were reseller obligations, and this is once again after we decide what we mean by reseller in this context. Again, it was to disclose all reseller contact details to ICANN, which was a high priority, but the other part of that was to contractually obligate all authorized resellers to comply with RAA provisions, again a high priority. So again, that had two parts. In terms of RAA termination, our discussion settled first around what are the provisions of the draft registrar disqualification procedure, and we need to understand what those are before we actually start with drafting some contract details. But the two elements of that, first of all, were the clarification for the grounds of termination, and then the termination provisions itself. What do we mean by abandoning his business as a registrar as another ground? Now, there's registrar information. That discussion, really, we needed to go back to Radar and see if this registrar information is already provided. So although that's a high priority, it's not clear to me that actually we need to do this. We need to first check what information is there. Business dealings, again, we said many of these issues are already being addressed, so we need to clarify that. And then there was nothing under 11 to 19. So that's as far as I got, but it seems to me if we all agree on just collapsing some of those things into a couple of elements, it's going to make task one an awful lot easier for everybody.
Okay.
Okay,
thank you very much, Holly. Any comments or questions on Holly's document or the presentation? I'll recognize myself for a couple of comments. I think this is very useful and will be very helpful in putting together the report and making sense of everything that's in that matrix. Let me just make a couple of comments. On point two about warehousing and speculation, there was discussion about whether this should be dealt with as an RAA amendment or as a consensus policy. And to me, that means we were doing task two. Task two says supposed to flag anything that probably is more appropriate for consensus policy. So that certainly should be referenced there, but that's fine.
Yep.
We it was expected that we would find some things that we don't have to definitively decide that question, but that at least raised that issue. We want to make sure the council knows about it.
Yep.
On number five, dealing with privacy and proxy services, one thing I didn't see in your summary was anything about the reveal function, which obviously is an important part of the proxy service function, and I think there were some priority items identified there, so we would want to make sure that gets captured.
Okay. Now, when I went through where we got up to, let's see, develop and implement program and you may be right. I went through and kind of looked for it and thought, what did we finally decide about that? We've got the reveal function under two areas, which is what I thought I had picked up. Now, I'm just looking at
5.6.5.
Yep, 5.5.5.6. I thought I'd picked that up under... Oh, no, okay. Certainly, no, I agree with you. That's the reveal function.
Okay.
Yep.
So that needs to be accounted for in there.
Yep.
And then my other question about the radar issue.
Yes.
And this, I guess, is really a question to the compliance folks. As I understand it, radar is something where there's information provided by the registrars to you, basically, or to ICANN. It's not necessarily information that's made public. And in some cases, some of these recommendations do say, the registrar should provide ICANN with information about their affiliates and ownership and that type of stuff. And I agree that maybe if that's already covered, then maybe we don't, that's not a priority. But there are some others that say it should be publicly, it should be on their website. And that wouldn't be covered by radar. At least I guess I'm just asking David or others or Margie, if that's correct, that radar is not like publicly accessible information. It's just information that the registrars provide to ICANN.
Mm-hmm. Steve, this is Dave. That's correct. Radar is a proprietary system that's used internally by ICANN.
Okay. So it's certainly responsive on some of these, maybe not all. We would need to differentiate between topics that call for public disclosure of something and topics that call for telling ICANN something.
Mm-hmm, correct.
Okay. Okay. Those were my main comments, and of course, most people just got this a little while ago, and I apologize for that because Holly did send this to me earlier, and unfortunately I didn't get back to her on it. So, I guess I'll certainly, if people have other questions now. Oh, I do see Cheryl and Staten have their hands up. So anybody else wanted to ask a question or make a comment? Okay, Cheryl, go ahead.
Thanks, Steve. Just picking up on the point you were just making there with radar, I think if my memory serves that Nikhaley was mentioning that at the time we were discussing it, in as much as it is not going to be a huge impost for those people who are already supplying some information under that system, should we go down the pathway of suggesting that it needs to be provided for. Yeah, you know, he was mentioning it more as a matter of some of this we are already providing under the radar system.
Right. Yeah, that's a good point. So it isn't necessarily a showstopper. It's not necessarily saying it's out. It's just saying that it may be easy to comply. Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Good point. Statton, you had your hand up.
Yeah. Thanks, Steve. I want to thank Holly for creating this document. I think it's helpful. It's an easy way to look at all of the topics we've put together. So from that standpoint, it's helpful. I haven't had a chance to read through it very carefully. But did you say, Steve, that you thought it was our intention to just use this as an internal group document right now, which we'll use to spin into a report, and that this wouldn't be widely circulated? Is that right? Like, this is not a work product, really. This is, again, another distillation of what we've been doing as we move along our tasks.
Yeah, I mean, that's certainly my sense. I think it's going to be very helpful in creating our work product, which will
right.
be the report. But obviously not everyone's had a chance to look at it, and we've already picked up a few issues here, and we need to, you know, obviously needs to be expanded to the other topics. So that's my understanding. I'll defer to others about that. Holly, did you have a comment on that?
Yeah, this was certainly not intended as anything other than, by the way, this is my view of the matrix, and everybody else should have a look at it and see if this is their view. This is just a way of trying to trigger everybody's brain to say, is this the way forward, so that in fact we all agree what it is we've agreed.
Yeah,
that's
right,
and
that's
internal only.
Good point. Okay. Any other comments on this at this point? Well, Holly, again, thank you very much. I think this is very useful, and let me suggest that everybody take a close look at this between now and the next meeting. And on the list, if you have, I will pledge to put a couple of the comments that I made on the list, and let's get everybody's eyes looking at this to see whether to see if your eyes saw the same things as Holly's, and put it that way. So let's do that between now and the next meeting. Is there anything else on tasks 1 and 2 for us to discuss right now, or should we move to the beginning of the discussion of task 3? Okay, hearing no objection, I think... we'll get that document up there. And what I was asked, we discussed this very briefly on the last call, and I sort of made an oral suggestion of how we might approach it, and people felt it would be important to have a written text to react to, and with some delay, and I apologize for that. It was circulated yesterday. So this is what you have up on the Adobe screen now. And it's really to suggest how we should deal with, task 3 is we're supposed to advise or give recommendations to the council on what should be the next steps on this list of topics. And my suggestion was first that we recommend that the ICANN staff draft possible contract language on the high priority items. Obviously, they've already done that on some of them because some of their suggestions were almost in terms of contract language. But this would at least, put everything kind of on the same plane. At least all the high priority items would we could look at possible contract language, and that could certainly include options. And this would be intended as a starting point for the negotiating team, grist for the mill. Obviously, things would change as the process went on. The second part of task 3, the second recommendation, would be to suggest that ICANN form a negotiating team, and I've just listed there as a straw man that there obviously should be some registrars on there. There should be some representatives of registrant and third-party interests, and I've listed some of the groups that might be asked to propose participants for that. And obviously the ICANN staff, which could also kind of hold the pen, I would leave it up to ICANN staff to figure out who would be the right people from the staff or the right departments to be represented there. you know, rather than set a this is not intended to be a voting body or anything like that, so rather than set a number, I think we might be able to just say put a reasonable number of people on there, and it may be, because there's a lot of topics that this group will want to, if it got going, would want to divide into sub-teams, so it might not be a big problem with having a large number. And then ask the negotiating team to report back in 6 months, which is an arbitrary figure, but just at some set time, and I guess to report back to the GNSO, although I'm not totally clear on that, because, you know, obviously creating this contract is not really a GNSO function, as far as I understand it. So I've got that bracketed, and there may be some other things bracketed, but my intent was really just to give people a starting point here, something to react to. So I don't know if people have – it's not a very long document. Hopefully people have had a chance to look at it and think about it a little bit. So if you have, I'd open the floor now to any comments, questions, alternatives, or, you know, brickbats. So the floor is open. Or what do you do with the straw men? I guess you light them on fire or something.
I don't see anyone coming at you with matches.
No, well, that's good. That's a little reassuring, I guess. Any comments that people want to make now? Holly, anybody else? Well, go ahead, Holly.
Yeah, just a question. If it's not the GNSO, where would it be? Because ultimately it's the generic name supporting organization where you've got the people who do have contractual relationships with ICANN. It certainly isn't not the CCNSO, so where would it be if it's not the GNSO? I'm just a bit puzzled by that one.
Well that's a good question. I guess the question is if it's an implementation issue and not a policy issue, then there may not necessarily be anything for the GNSO formally to get involved in. The last time around, the GNSO kind of did weigh in at the end of the process.
These are going to amount to new contractual obligations. I would imagine that at some point everybody's going to want to be involved. I mean, we're not just talking clarification, we're talking about new obligations here, and since everybody was involved, the GNSO was involved with the amendments, the first amendments that came through in Mexico. I can't imagine.
Well,
How were the RAA amendments that were passed developed? Because aren't we actually putting ourselves on that track?
Okay, yeah. let me. I've got
Margie and David.
And David. And so let's go in that order, because I think, let's start with Margie. I think Margie may be able to answer some of that question anyway.
And I guess the question is, are we going to follow the same process that we used in the past or take on a different process? And so I would suggest a number four to your tasks, really to identify what are the different ways of implementing the new agreement. I mean, you could do a PDP, you could do a voluntary adoption. In the 2009 agreement, I understand we got a lot of registrars to sign up to that version because of financial incentive provided by ICANN. So there's lots of different options that are available to us. And so I think that's probably something we need to explore and maybe put that down as our number four on our tasks. To see whether we want to try to do this through a voluntary method or a formal PDP process. But, you know, I probably need to go back and with the legal department to provide you with what the options are for you to consider.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Christina, and then David.
I'm going to yield to David because I'm looking for something on the ICANN website that I think will be helpful, and I haven't found it yet.
Okay, David. Go ahead.
Thank you, Steve. I was just going to ask Margie if it would be, you know, beneficial to maybe add to this list a little bit of the history behind the negotiation process involving the 2009 RAA. Because, you know, as Cheryl and Holly and others have pointed out, without that history, we won't have a really good foundation to determine if we want to, how far we want to change or deviate from the practice that was used previously.
Okay. So are you offering to provide us a little bit of that history now, or?
Well, I would if I had that history available to me, Steve. but unfortunately, I don't, because I wasn't with ICANN when that process started. So I was actually looking to perhaps Margie or others to compile that information and then make it available to the group.
Well, it certainly seems like a salient question. If someone could just give us a little précis about how it was done last time. And as Margie said, we're not necessarily bound to do it the same way this time. But
correct.
That's right. And I think I'll take that on as an action item, and I'll send some into the list because I believe there has been some documents, and maybe that was what Christina was looking for, that sort of explained what the different options were in the past. I just have to do a little bit of research and send some information to the group.
Let's just make sure, though, that we're talking about the same thing here, because I'm hearing two different things. One is how do you develop a new agreement, or how do you develop amendments to the agreement? Then the second question is, once you've got those amendments, how do you get them implemented? I think those are two separate topics, and in fact, the first one is I think what Holly was raising, which is all right. Let's say we have this negotiating team, and it does something, comes out with some package of amendments. Then what? Or who has to approve it? Who has to sign off on it? Who doesn't have the ability to sign, and that's where it'd be great to know or to have down in one place what happened last time. I mean, I know enough about this to say that what happened last time was that there was a negotiation, which was primarily between the staff and the registrars, and then after that there was public comment, there was consideration by the GNSO Council. That in the barest outlines, that's the process as I saw it from the outside. But obviously getting somebody who getting a little more detailed picture from someone who knew has a better understanding of what happened would be really useful. But I think that's what we need at this point. I mean, implementation is another important question, but first you have to figure out how do you get the amendments drafted and agreed upon, and that phase of it. That's my sense. Michaela, you have your hand up, and then Christina.
Still looking.
Christina's still looking. Okay, so Michaela, go ahead.
It was just in relation to not so much to the process, but more to the actual implementation side of it. I mean, just bear in mind that there are still a number, I don't know the exact number, and I'm sure somebody from ICANN staff could confirm it. There are still a number of registrars on the old RAA who haven't signed up to the 2009 one. And, a lot of us would have signed up last year, unless we're given a massive carrot, it's not likely that we're going to change to a new contract if one were provided within the next 12 months.
Okay.
Just bear that in mind. I mean, we've only just signed one, so...
Right.
I mean, I'm open to big carrots, don't get me wrong.
I was going to say, Michaela, surely you'd be appreciating a carrot or two.
That's right.
Well, it would have to be a very nice carrot.
Right.
Very, very, very nice carrot.
Okay. We'll put that on the menu, then.
The metaphor.
This is Christina. I've given up. I know that it came up in the Mexico City meeting in connection with the discussions about the RAA, and I also know that it was Kurt Pritz that was kind of summarizing the issue. I've just gone through the transcripts very quickly of the council Saturday working session and the wrap-up session, and I'm not seeing it there, so I don't know if there's somewhere else I should be looking. But I do remember that there was a fair amount of time spent as to, is this a policy issue, because that determines how the council had to vote on it and how the board had to vote on it, as opposed to whether it wasn't.
Yeah, it sounds familiar.
Painfully so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that certainly gives some direction to Margie, too, about where she might turn to get some of this information. Any other comments on task 3 at this point? I agree that it would be very useful to have the document that Margie will send us, which is what happened last time with regard to negotiation and how was it implemented, and you know, just at least in bare outline. But given that we are not bound by what happened last time anyway, do people have any? And this came up basically because of my brackets in point three. Is there any comment on point one and two? You know, as recommendations, first, having all of this turned into contract language, or at least all the high priority items, and second, the idea of a negotiating. Any comments now on that, or do people need more time to reflect on that? I'm either hearing a lot of agreement or a lot of reflection, but I can't really tell which. So, David, go ahead.
Thank you, Steve. It's probably a lot of reflection right now. In fact, that was the point I was going to make, was that we did assemble a team inside of ICANN to compile the recommendations that we provided to the working group, and I can tell you that was a pretty robust cross-functional team, and it took us a fair amount of time to discuss, debate, negotiate, and then ultimately draft the recommendations and the proposed contract language that we included in the document that was provided to the working group. So although I understand why, you know, item one would suggest that staff take on the responsibility to do this again, I'd ask the group to consider, you know, possibly some, you know, drafting assistance from, you know, one or other, you know, outside resources, you know, to assist in the process. Otherwise, I suspect that with the work going on today, it's going to take, you know, probably more time, you know, to get this done. It's not that we wouldn't want to do it, because I think our legal department clearly, you know, would like to, you know, to take the lead and control this. I'm just, you know, again, sort of thinking out loud that if there was any, you know, any potential barrier to getting this done in a timely fashion, we'd probably want our legal department to, you know, to sort of weigh in and say, yes, you know, we're open to outside assistance. But if our legal group is fine and can provide that kind of support, then you know, point number one could stay as is, and ICANN could take the first crack at this.
Okay, that's a good point. Other comments here? Let me just recognize myself on that point. Two things. First of all, outside assistance could take one of two forms. ICANN could hire somebody to do this, and if the alternative to having it done internally is to contract it out, then maybe that would, you know, that might be faster. But that mm-hmm. makes an assumption about resources that I don't know. I'm certainly not willing to make that assumption, but it's certainly something that could be explored. The other point is, you know, obviously there are other resources that could do this, and I think it was very useful that the staff team that you talked about did put a number of these proposals into very specific language, which was good. But, you know, in the last go-around, the IPC had a working group that did a red line of the entire contract. We, you know, proposed mm-hmm. a number of amendments in contract language, and we could certainly do that again. That would be another way to do it, I think we can, assuming we can enlist a few volunteers to we might be able to get that done fairly expeditiously.
Yeah. Well, Steve, before we take that action, let me take the action item to contact our legal department, and let me check with them and confirm, you know, their position, their resource availability, and let's say our continuing interest to take the lead in doing the drafting here, and presuming all of that aligns with, you know, with a positive outcome here that staff will move forward, you know, I can report back to the working group and provide some clarity on that.
Great. The only thing I would mention there is that to make sure it's communicated clearly that we're talking about a starting point here, not, you know, for discussion, not final language. Michaela had his hand up.
Yeah, I mean, I'd very much be in favor of David's proposal to see if ICANN staff have the resources to do this. So I'm very wary and cautious of ICANN committing itself to spending more money on consultants, because, I mean, ultimately somebody has to pay for that.
So, you know, who's going to foot the bill? If ICANN staff themselves have the resources in house to do this, then that would be preferable, at least in my personal view.
Okay, thank you. Other comments on this straw man, task number three? Holly?
Yeah, sort of really getting back to, I think, the basics, and that is if everybody goes through everything that we've agreed and whittles it down to this is what we really meant amongst the sort of many items listed in the matrix, it's going to be a much easier task. You know, I mean, out of all of the items, I managed probably to get it down to 3 pages. So I think the first task really is to for everybody to agree what it is we've agreed, and that's going to help so that before we launch into drafting language against every single entry in the matrix where there's high priority, but that we're agreeing that on 3 different permutations of the same thing, let's make it an easier task that really can be done within ICANN.
Okay. That's a good point. Anybody else? Any other comments on this? Okay. In that case, maybe we should turn to our last substantive item, which is this what I sent around from the GAC communique. It basically endorsed, I don't think I actually used that word, but it spoke favorably about the law enforcement proposal and urged ICANN to give it serious consideration. And the question I have is, were they talking about the same thing that, you know, the law enforcement people put forward and presented in Seoul, and that we had a call with Bobby Flame and what kind of went through it? Is that what they were talking about, or were they talking about something different or something that has progressed beyond that, I guess, is the question. And I don't know if anyone on this call actually has the answer to that. But we should try to find out, because if there's something that the GAC says that the ICANN ought to consider, and if we haven't considered it, I would think we should consider it. But I think we may have already given consideration to at least most of what they were talking about. So I guess my question is, first, does anybody know the answer to the question? And second, how would we find out? And Margie is going to give us the answer. Margie, go ahead.
Sure, I don't have the answer, but I did. I suspect it is what they provided to us, and I have an inquiry into Paul Hoare, who's with the Serious Organized Crime in the UK. He was in attendance at Nairobi, and so hopefully I'll get the answer to that. And as soon as I do, I'll circulate it to the list. But my assumption right now is that it's the same document that we explored earlier.
Okay. That would be good news if that's the case. Michaela, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, I posted something to the list about that as well. I mean, whatever it is, they seem to have ramped up their publicity machine behind it in the last couple of days. And I've seen at least 20 separate articles related to it. It just would be interesting to know, you know, first off, is it the same thing? Have they changed in any way? And two, what's eating them at the moment? I mean, why this sudden interest when they know that we were already looking at this? And it's as if they're ignoring the fact that we are looking at it. At least that's the impression I've got. But then again, tech journalism can be a little bit iffy.
Okay. I've got Cheryl and then Christina.
Thank you, Steve. Look, it seems fairly simple approach, but as chair of the ALAC, why don't I just ask the chair of the GAC?
I don't have any. I don't think there'd be any problem with that. But the thing is,
I am able to be in daily contact, and there's no problem asking if that's what the group wants me to do.
Well, I think let me ask Christina about this, because I think she's posted something in the chat on this.
I think Cheryl's idea is definitely a good one. I mean, it's my sense, Michaela, that they are aware of this process. In other words, this particular subteam, and it's really just my impression from, you know, listening to the recording and looking at the slides, that the law enforcement sector from, you know, the particular countries that participated in that dialogue really just want to try and make sure that what they believe would be helpful and important to them is also on our list of things to consider.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So is there a general agreement that well, Margie was going to ask Paul Hoare, and I don't...
And I'll comment from the other end.
Okay. And we'll and you'll both report back what you find out.
Yep. Margie, we'll exchange email a little later then. Make sure we're asking the same questions and giving them the same background.
Okay.
Thanks.
Great.
So I think we've disposed of that topic, and we'll find out what the answer is. Is there anything else that people want to bring up? If not, we do have we've been meeting on our biweekly schedule, which would bring us to the week of March 29th. For our next meeting or call, so we could circulate a doodle poll for that, and I hope it will. Obviously, we will have a number of questions answered by then. We will have David will find out from the legal department whether they're in a position to draft contract language. Margie will obtain and circulate some information about how this was done last time, both in terms of negotiation and implementation. We will have the information about the, what was referenced in the GAC communique, and I would agree with let's do as much as we can on the list, both to comment on and take further what Holly has done on task one and two, and also to react to what I've put forward as the straw man on task three. So I think we have plenty to occupy us, and hopefully we can make a lot of progress between now and the next meeting. Is there anything else that people want to bring up? If not, I want to thank everybody for their participation, and we'll be talking again in a couple of weeks.
Thanks,
David.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you, Sean. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
Have a good evening, anyways.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.